and was sit out front of the station.
Awesome.
And, I pulled off the biggest ruse in Tufts history.
That's awesome.
In Tufts history. Oh, it was awesome.
But why am I surprised?
No, you
should be.
Not.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's get back. See how sidetracked I get?
Yeah, I noticed that today.
That was funny. That was a good one that I had pulled off years ago. And at the end, we pretended that Jumbo went mad and started stomping children and stuff. It was, yeah. And I had, like, elephant noises going off in the background.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, anyways. All right, let's try to get back to this. Denise Fioretti, very, very good friend, Father's Day was a tough day for her. She had lost her father this past year. And God bless Denise. We grew up together. I love her. She's a great girl. Her name is Denise Fioretti Mamolette. Remember I was telling you last time I was kind of make a little fun at her, poke fun at her last name, her married name.
Yep.
Mamolette. I always say I'm going to be giving out free Mamolettes in front of the Walgreens on Sunday.
You're terrible.
I know. I am. All right. Mike Bessler. Frankie Feely, Peg Cornea Crow, who is the councilor, city councilor for Route 1.
Yeah.
Whoa.
For Ward 1. Okay, spit that out. And I will be, as I always do on the 4th of July, I DJ at the park for the kids for Ward 1 and 2 at Denver Park. And I'll announce that next week as well. So if you want to come down, I am the MC, Master of Ceremonies, and I'll be playing some, you know, probably more kid music that day for the kids, for the races and everything. It's a good day. Good day. Big Jack, he's like my brother, and he was actually at the concert Saturday, you know, and Zach Brown, he came down. Number 54 Cab, Cookie, the Cookie Monster. Christine Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon. My niece Rhiannon. I'll probably have to play Rhiannon now. You know, how can I not?
You got to do it.
Christina Papalotto, one of our good friends and very good listener of the show since we started. And we love Christina Papalotto. And I'll be giving out free Papalottos with every Mamolette on Sunday at Walgreens.
Oh, my gosh.
Ricky Cummings and the Dirty E, my boy, Ricky. Mark Gayhart, keep on keeping on, my brother. Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, my stepsister who lives in Florida, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc. Oh, my God, I'm going for the trifecta of show
here.
Here
we go, yeah.
Well, you know, I get so sidetracked.
Well, you got quite the list there.
I'm Irish.
Can't leave anyone out.
I have the gift of gab. I can't shut up. Russ LeBlanc, who I went to school with. Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser. She is really a sweetser. She's a sweetheart. Debbie Delish. And she's really delicious.
How you doing?
Gail Snow. Eddie McKinnon. Rocco Scally from the Scally Fortune. All the Scally bread stuff going on down there. Joanne Riddle. I am DJ Flex, a buddy of ours who's a very good DJ. Good DJ. I always say I'm going to have him on too. I got to give him a buzz. Get him on the show. John Pierce, good friend of the shows. Timmy Clegg. Ramon Lopez. Mike Mangan. Charlie McCarthy. Colleen Shea. Sweet Colleen Shea, who's a very good friend of mine. Grew up together, and she listens to the show, and she's been a very good friend in helping me through my what I've been going through, as you know. And I won't get into that, but she's a sweetheart. One of my very good dear friends. Amy Giamarco Moquin, another person who's been... We have so many listeners, really, that stuck with us. I love it, you know. Because, you know, once you listen, once you're hooked, that's it. Paul Rizzo. Put him on the phone.
Oh, no.
Jennifer Smith. Andrew Brandt, my nephew. If you need a Uber, give him a call. He'll be sleeping, most likely. Rebecca Rose Cassidy, Pam Bridge, Chris on the 45 bus, Dante and Joseph getting there. Danelle Santa Lucia, good old friend from years. Bobby Colburn, who is on the Facebook. She lives on the Facebook, and she listens to the show. We love her. Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, love my Sil. She does Reiki, speaking of which. Oh, she always, she's been on the show, too, a few times. I went to school with her. But she does Reiki, and she also reads cards and tea leaves. And we actually had a party for MFO listeners a few years back. And, she read everybody's leaves and palms, and it was great, yeah. We will do it again.
I think you should.
Yeah,
I like
we will.
That. That's awesome.
We definitely will. Boston Jackie, another old time, and she's been on the show. A lot of people have been on the show, huh?
Yep.
Jennifer Palazzo, Amy Harrison Gambino. And I won't get any further than that with the Gambinos. And I don't think I left anybody out, but I hope everybody had a great Father's Day as well. I wasn't here last week, so I didn't get a chance to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. So now's my time. And I got to pay Tears for Fears extra for their overtime here. And that is your shout-outs for this day, June 19th, 2018. Wow, that was some list, do you think? I just got to do this real quick because I'm supposed to do this at the top of the hour. But, of course, you know me. I just get talking and talking and talking. And you just really can't shut me up. No. Anyways.
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
All right, a little message from Ned and Sandy. They work down in the cubicle down at the end of the hall. Anyways, how fitting was that PSA, the joint?
All right.
Joint problems, we have a lot of joint problems here.
Maybe you should try Reiki.
I have tried it. Sylvia did Reiki on me a while ago. She used to be able to do it. I don't know how. But, I'd call her, and she'd be across town, and she goes, okay, we hang up. I'm gonna do Reiki to me.
Right.
She should be able to send it to me.
Yes.
Yes.
It's energy.
It is energy. And anger was my energy back then. No, it wasn't. I'm just kidding. But, it was something else. Yeah, we'll put something together with her. That'll be fun.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I want to be part of that, too.
Okay, you got it. All right, kids, 4:08 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up. I'm gonna play this song because U2 is at Fenway on Friday night. Why do I keep forgetting?
Well, you're right.
I'm just, you know, it's Alzheimer's setting in, you know.
Well, I think if you were going, you'd forget.
I wouldn't forget. I'd be there now waiting. Yeah. Alzheimer's. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I am getting it. And you know what? Once it sets in, you know, I don't think it's going to be too much of a transition for me, to be quite honest.
Oh, no.
Because you know how I am. All right, so... here we go. We're going to start off this next rock block. Wow. I can't believe I said that. Yeah. I'm like an old school DJ.
I love old school.
I'm going to send this to everybody. That's going out to the U2 concert on Friday night. You guys enjoy. I'll be thinking about you. This is my favorite U2 song. You're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. We will be right back, I promise.
Twist and turn away.
Yeah. That's another AIC tune, Little Man in the Box, which I heard from the Zac Brown Band on Saturday night. I was very shocked to hear them play that, especially.
I would have been.
You know? Anyways, Alice in Chains, Man in the Box, and I played some Bad from U2 because they will be at Fenway tomorrow night. Well, Thursday night, I'm sorry. Thursday night. And, well, there's a lot going on, like I said. And I had a couple more shout-outs I wanted to throw in there that didn't really forget. But I must have skimmed over because I just keep talking. Anyways, K-Dog Keith McCann, of course, always listening in from C-Town. And my buddy Paul Hooley, who should be running the, once again, we're in one of those, what do you call it, when you have... They pull one every day, raffles.
Raffle, yeah.
Every day of the month, you know, which is pretty cool. He does it at 8 o'clock in, live on Facebook, which is pretty cool. I already won one thing at the beginning of the month. I won a gift card to, what is that, Edible, Credible, whatever? Edible Arrangements?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Nice.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was pretty cool. Did you have any other... likes that you wanted to, or shout outs you wanted to give a couple of them?
We have Audrey, Brenda, mm-hmm. Keith, and Kathy.
All right. Well, all right. Hopefully, we'll just add them to the shout out list, and as long as they keep listening in, absolutely. And like I said, a lot going on this weekend. Let me get this out of the way. National Day, I like to do that. It's a little, you know, whatever, little fun things. Today is Juneteenth Day. It's Juneteenth Day.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people didn't know that. I didn't know that as well. But it showed up. So it's Juneteenth Day.
The heck?
It showed up. Yeah, I don't know. It's Juneteenth Day.
All right.
So that's what that is. And also, it's National Freebies Day. So, hey, you know, hook us up. I love freebies. For free, it's for me. National Martini Day.
Okay.
Not a big martini guy, but it's National Martini Day if you drink them. Maybe you get a freebie on the martinis. National Watch Day? I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
National Watch Day. Hopefully that's not for peeping Toms.
No.
I don't know. And National Garfield the Cat Day. So there you have it. They have you National Days. Whatever.
It's a strange list there.
It is a strange list. Let's see what else. We got a few things we can go over, and then I'll get back to the rock and roll. A couple, you know, silly stories that have crossed my mind. Well, actually today, so I can't say. So you went for the, when you go to a party, you went for the dips.
Oh, God.
Are you? Do you like a nice dip?
I'm afraid to answer that.
Well, I'm talking about chips, you know, like a nice French onion dip or a salsa. You go to the
I'll do the salsa, yeah.
You go to the parties, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You get your dip.
Everyone's in there dipping, and yeah, sure.
Well.
What do you got?
Well, ma'am, there's, well, it's not good. I'm just going to tell you. Okay. And you know, it kind of makes me, it reminds me of, obviously, the Seinfeld episode when double dipping. But it's actually proven. Double dippers are everywhere. Yeah, so on the 4th of July, at your barbecues, you know, family reunions, Super Bowl parties, anywhere chips and dips are a staple. There are two... there are the people who take a bite, dip, chips, a second time when they think no one is looking.
No one's looking.
Not cool. You know why? You know how many diseases? You know, you're talking about people probably you don't even know. Just dip in, and apparently, like, the sour cream is one of the worst to pass. And I'm not even kidding. Herpes is one of the, you can imagine that, right? Someone takes a chip and puts it on their lips and bites
goodness.
It, and then it puts it right back in, and then you
and then somebody else
unawaringly next and dipped. And you honestly, it's been proven that
no way,
yeah, that people have caught herpes. From so you know people walking around just spreading herpes just by going to parties and dipping
what
whatever salsa chips anything guacamole what you name it.
Uh-oh.
And the neurovirus is another one that is passed on through dips. at parties. So be careful, kids. Going to these parties. You know, I know it's one thing, something or other every month, every week, every year. But this makes a lot of sense to me.
My goodness.
You know, I mean, I just, you know, bring your own dip to a party.
Oh, geez, there you go.
Something. You know, just be the first one and grab enough dip and put it on your plate and walk away and call it a day, you know, because, you know, what about those people that are over there and they're just licking their fingers and going back in.
Ooh.
Picking up another chip.
Better to be safe, huh, after hearing this.
Yeah, I got a little audio from someone from this.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see what they have to say about that. Right. Oh.
What are you doing? What? Did you just double dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip. You took a bite, and you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip. From now on, when you take a chip, just take one dip and end it.
There you go. And that's wise information. Wise, you know... I'm going to definitely, you know, unless I'm around...
Let me just, I'm going to grab an apple.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Why?
Little snowball. He runs on batteries.
Double dip.
You know, George...
So, anyways, I lost this, of course. I'm sorry. So, that was, that was another PSA for you boys and girls. So, I'm not trying to, you know, gross everybody out, but... Think about it, okay? Because we got a lot of barbecues coming out. 4th of July coming up. Think twice before you double dip. And make sure you're watching out for those people who do double dip.
Yes.
Very dangerous. So let's all be careful out there, boys and girls. One other story that I happened to come across, which it's dumb, I think. I don't know. So, apparently, there is a new, disease? It's called gaming disorder. It's like being an alcoholic, a drug addict. Now it's called gaming disease. That kids are addicted to, and I believe it, because... I mean, I see it around my nephews. You know, kids. They spend so much time. It's interfering with their schoolwork.
Social life.
Yes, and they honestly have withdrawals and everything.
Spending time with their family,
yeah.
Their loved ones.
The World Health Organization (WHO). I guess that's who announced that gaming disorder would be added to their list of mental health conditions in the new International Classification of Diseases. Huh.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And they have maybe it is like hospitals, like where people go for rehab. They have these rehabilitation centers. They do. Honestly, I looked it up. That are for gaming disorders. Now, I don't know if these people can like collect some kind of people get checks month, you know, disabilities from Social Security, whatever. I think they do
for this kind of rehab.
Yeah, it's insane to me. But if you look around, how many people in your own family?
Yes,
people that you know. I've seen it.
It's bad.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
It's
right there.
Sad,
you said it. Yep.
Sad but true.
But it's true.
Anyways,
wow.
Right, they weren't that funny stories, but they were just
true facts.
Aware of.
Yeah.
You know, be aware of. And so anyways, I think I've done quite a share of talking, and everybody's probably going, what is wrong with this boy? Why aren't you playing my rock and roll music like you promised? And I do promise, and I will get to it. I know I just went over some silly news, National Day. I'll get to the weather before we take off, you know. But you can always turn on TV and get the weather, so that's, you know, not on the priority list. By the way, Red Sox tonight, Wednesday and Thursday, they're in Minnesota at the tail end I was going to say at the ass end of their away trip, and then they will be, which I don't know how they're going to work this, but they'll be home versus Seattle Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Yes, exactly. Wait a minute. So I don't know how that's. All right. Anyways, I'm not going to even try to figure it out. You know why? Because I want to hear some rock and roll. Done talking for a while, anyways.
Okay.
So, I think we've covered quite a bit. All right, you guys, get your snacks. All right, 4:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Thank you. See, they're listening
there you
to
go.
Us.
Hey,
yeah,
how's it going?
They're going by, they're beeping. So, anyways, kids. Yes, 4:30 in the afternoon. And listen to Laureen and DJ Pauly B here on the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO.
Turns my In Alabama, she was wearing a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. Found them everywhere saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45. Just another way to survive.
Yeah.
had Little White Stripes there for you kids. 4:46 in the afternoon. Before that, Red Hot Chili Peppers. And before that, Incubus with Dig.
Oh.
Yes, and Miss Laureen was trying to figure out who that was.
That's right.
Incubus. Little Incubus, yep. Right. Anyways, kids, we're going to say our goodbyes right now, but I'm going to take it out to the 5 o'clock hour. And just want you all to be very careful. Hopefully you enjoyed the show today, even though we got off to a rocky start. But anyways, I'm going to put it over to you, Miss Laureen, if you would like to say your goodbyes. Say goodbyes to anyone in particular or...
Chris.
Say goodbye to Chris.
Yeah.
The funny man?
Yes, I miss him.
All right.
I miss my friend.
Yes, all right.
My question to him is, can you use him? He knows. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's an inside joke.
All right.
He knows
inside. We like inside jokes. I like outside jokes. Anyways. Okay, so anyways, I want to say we're going to take a 166-hour break because, I need it after today. Hi, Leah. Leah just texted me. She's listening in. A little late there, darling. The show's almost over. Anyways, but I will post the podcast later for today's show. How's that sound? Then anybody can listen to it later on.
Sounds good.
So that'll be good, yeah. So, anyways, like I said, 166-hour break. Stay Boston strong. Thank you all for listening in. Be very careful driving home today, even though it's beautiful. Enjoy your rest of the week. Oh, I didn't even give the weather, did I?
No, you didn't.
All right, so I'll give a quick weather, even though. So today, beautiful. We're going to take it out. It's 80 degrees right now.
Nice.
Tomorrow's going to be a little peekaboo sun, I believe. That's what I like to call it. So it's going to be a little cloudy, but highs of 77. It's going to be like today, off and on, you know, with the clouds. Thursday, boom, right back at it. Sunny all day, beautiful. Highs of 70. So for your U2 concert at Fenway, it won't be too bad.
Mm-mm.
The humidity is not going to be around. Today, tomorrow. Thursday, excuse me. Friday as well. It's going to be beautiful. for your Foo Fighters concert, geez.
Yep.
It's going to be beautiful. All sunny, highs of 68. Then Saturday, it's going to be a little bit more cloudy, 69. So for the weekend, my pick is Friday, if that's considered the weekend. Mm-hmm. But Saturday, I would do something because Sunday, watch out, we're going to get some showers on Sunday. So that kind of stinks for the weekend if you want to do something on Sunday. Just plan something indoors, that's all.
That's it.
You know what I mean? If you want to do the, I used to call it the drinker's triathlon.
Ugh.
That was back in my drinking days where we play, well, you don't have to be inside. Play darts, pool, and bowling.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's a fun little, the triathlon, yeah.
I like that.
Lazy man's triathlon. Anyways, kids. All right. So that's your quick weather. And it's 4:49. So anyways, I just want to thank you once again for listening into the Giddy Up. I'll be back next week with some more surprises, hopefully, and obviously some more great rock and roll. And as I always say, kids, always be a rock and never roll. All right. So thanks for listening in. And we'll catch up with you guys, hopefully, next week. See you next Tuesday.
See ya.